T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The gun violence crisis, the latest from KYW News Radio.
And our other top story of the afternoon, authorities are searching for several shooters following yet another violent weekend here in the city of Philadelphia that saw 7 people killed, including 3 teenagers. There were 15 others injured over the weekend. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has the details.
Police say 18-year-old Khalil Burgess and 19-year-old Nazir Vesey were sitting in a car Saturday afternoon along 21st near Cambria Street when another car pulled up and fired, fatally shooting Burgess in the head and firing multiple bullets into Vesey, who later died at the hospital. Another 18-year-old was with them and was also injured. Chief Inspector Frank Venor.
I mean, I've seen a lot of violence. This is more violence than I've ever seen.
5 people were shot Mother's Day afternoon along Albanus Street near Rising Sun Avenue in Olney, including 17-year-old Samir Lindsay, who was found dead on a porch, alongside 23-year-old Markel Amir Smith Rafi, who was also fatally shot.
We're very concerned. We need people to put down the guns, to know that if someone has a gun, they got to let us know so we could try to intervene.
Venor says 121 rounds were fired in 5 separate shooting incidents, all of which will be entered into the NIBIN database, which examines shell casings to see if bullets match other shootings.
We made 13 arrests of people illegally carrying guns just this weekend. Some of those people aren't allowed to have firearms.
Homicide detectives are now sifting through surveillance video, social media posts, and interviewing anyone who could be connected. There's now been 185 homicide victims so far this year, up 35% from last year's nearly record-breaking year. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.